AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. In an attempt to stop the migration surge at the Mexico border, the Biden administration plans to open migration centers in Guatemala and Colombia.
These centers will take a hugely important step to prevent people from making the dangerous journey to the border by providing a much safer legal option to migrate that they can pursue in and from their own countries.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says this does right by people who want to migrate, and it increases security. The centers would be run by international organizations. Stocks are moving higher despite a report the economy slowed in the first quarter of the year. The AP's Shelley Adler has the story.
The latest GDP number is a good news, bad news story. PNC Financial Services Group Chief Economist Gus Fauché breaks down the numbers.
We continue to see consumers buying goods, buying services. And although that's good for the near term, that does spell problems for the Fed. Because they want consumer demand growth to cool off, and that doesn't appear to be happening.
So he expects the Fed to raise rates again next week and keep the R word in play.
I think that this actually makes it a little more likely that we get a recession, both because demand remains strong and inflation remains much higher than the Federal Reserve would like.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Republican lawmakers in Kansas enacted possibly the most sweeping transgender bathroom law in the country, overriding the Democratic governor's veto of the measure without having a clear idea of how this new law would be enforced. The Kansas law applies to schools, locker rooms, prisons, domestic violence shelters, and rape crisis centers. Eli Lilly reports its drug, tirzepatide, helps people with diabetes who were overweight or had obesity lose up to 16% of their body weight over 17 months in a late-stage trial. For those without diabetes, the drug prompted losses of more than 20% of body weight. This is AP News. His family says talk show host and former Cincinnati Mayor Jerry Springer has died after a brief illness. He was 79. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Jerry Springer admitted that if you were not outrageous, you couldn't be on The Jerry Springer Show. The show ran for 27 years with themes like hooking up with my therapist and proud to be a homewrecker. Springer said in a 1998 interview he had fans, he got complaints, and he impacted pop culture.
We read articles, the White House has been Springerized. And everybody knows what that means. You don't have to explain. If you're walking down the street and there's a crazy situation, someone says, hey, that's the Jerry Springer Show.
Springer served as a Cincinnati council member in 1975 and as its mayor in 1977. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
San Francisco is repealing a ban on city-funded travel to 30 states that it says restrict abortion, voting, and LGBTQ+ rights after determining the boycott is doing more harm than good. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.